Hare Krishna. Good morning to everyone out there. We can hear the rain coming down here in Dallas, Texas. Kind of a rarity, but very much appreciated whenever it comes. Those of you who are at home, I invite you to take out your copy of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll be looking at Canto 11, Part 2. Chapter 20 today, and text number 17. So that's 11, 20, 17. We're honored this morning by the presence of Madhuha Prabhu, who hasn't been here in too long a time. His name is almost synonymous with Festival of India. I saw the big truck when I came into the temple this morning, parked out in front. Madhuha Prabhu has been traveling around the country putting on the Festival of India with a lot of help from younger people now, I understand. For many years he's been doing that. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Gopi Janda Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Bandachari. Yamuna Tira Bandachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Nitai Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Bo.
Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribhijaka Charja Hastotarasata Sri Shimadis Divine Loving Grace. Abhaya Charanadavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribhajaka Charja Hastotarasata Sri Shimadas Divine Grace. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki. ISKCON BBT Founder Charja Srila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON Guru Parampara Ki. Shri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Sat Goswami Prabhu Ki. Namacharja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Premsiko Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Rinda Ki. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Shri Mathura Dham Ki, Shri Maya Pradabhadweet Dham Ki, Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Shri Shri Radha Kalachanji Dham Ki, Ganga Devi Ki, Jamunumai Ki, Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Brihat Madanga, transcendental book in Prasadam distribution, the key. Nitai Golda Premananda. Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Vastai Bhutale Shambhati Vedanta Swamini Dinamane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gaudabane Pacharini Nivishesha Shanivare Pashtatyade Shatarini. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Yasan. Tato Jayam Odirayat. Nasta Preshava Badreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavat Yutamashloke. Bhaktir Bhavari Nashtiki. Karantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Once again, this morning, we'll be reading, continuing our reading in the 11th canto, chapter 20. This chapter is entitled Pure Devotional Service, and we'll be reading text number 17 and speaking a little bit about that text. So first we will begin by reciting the Sanskrit words of the text. Nrideham adyam sulabham sudulabham Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam Guru Karnadharam Mayanukal and Mayanukulena Mayanukulena Nabhasvatateritam Nabhasvatteritam Puman Bhavadvim Bhavadhim Na Tarit Sa Admaha Nrideham adyam sulabham sudulabham. Trying to think of the meter that this is. Is this, Nrideham adyam sulabham. Nadehamatyam sulapam sudulapam. Yeah, there we go. Nridaham adyam sulapam sudulapam. Plavam sakalpam guru karnadharam. Mayanukulena nabhasvateritam. Puman bhavabdim natarit sadatmaha. Nrideham adyam sulabham sudurlabham. Plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam. Mayanukulena nabhasvateritam. Puman bhavadvim puvadhim natarit saratmaha. Nrideham adyam sulabham sudurlabham. Plavam sakalpam sukalpam guru karnadharam. Mayanukulena nabhasvateritam. Puman bhavadim natarit saratmaha.
Gently.
Nrideham adyam sulabham sudurlabham. Plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam. Mayanukulena nabhasvateritam. Puman bhavadhim natarit saratmaha. Rideham adyam sulabham sudalabham. Plavan sukalpam guru karnadharam. Mayanukulena nabhasvateritam. Puman bhavadhim natarit saratmaha.
Very good, Sandra. And word-for-word translations, please.
Nri, human. Deham, body. Adyam, the source of all favorable results. Sulabham, effortlessly obtained. Sudurlabham, although impossible to obtain, even with great endeavor. Plavan, a boat. Sukalpam, extremely well suited for its purpose. Guru, having the spiritual master. Karnadharam, as the captain of the boat. Maya, by me. Anukulena, with favorable. Nabhasvata, winds. Iritam, impelled. Puman, that was Puman, a person. Bhava, of material existence. Abdhim, the ocean. Na, does not. Tarit, cross over. Sa, he. Atmaha, the killer of his own soul. Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The human body, which can award all benefit in life, is automatically obtained by the laws of nature, although it is a very rare achievement. This human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat, having the spiritual master as the captain, and the instructions of the personality of Godhead as favorable winds impelling it on its course. Considering all these advantages,
A human being who does not utilize his human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of his own soul. So would you repeat with me this text? The human body, which can award all benefit in life, is automatically obtained by the laws of nature, although it is a very rare achievement. This human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat, having the spiritual master as the captain, and the instructions of the personality of Godhead as favorable winds, impelling it on its course. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize his human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of his own soul. Jay. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The human body, which is obtained after passing through many inferior forms, is created in such a way that it can award the highest perfection of life. A human being is supposed to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the bona fide spiritual master is the appropriate guide for such service. The causeless mercy of Lord Krishna is compared to favorable winds that help the boat of the body to ply smoothly on the course back home, back to Godhead. Lord Krishna gives his personal instructions in Vedic literature, speaks through the bona fide spiritual master, and encourages, warns, and protects his sincere devotee from within the devotee's heart. Such merciful guidance of the Lord moves a sincere soul quickly on the path back to Godhead. But one who cannot understand that the human body is a suitable boat for crossing the ocean of material existence will see no need to accept a captain in the form of the spiritual master and will not at all appreciate the goal of human life. Acting against his own self-interest, he gradually becomes the killer of his own soul. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Marovishnam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupahakada Maya Dharati Swabarantikam Vande hum Shri Guru Shri Jutta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajattam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tham Sajivam Savadvayitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sundar Dinabando Jagadpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakan Chana Gorangi Radhe Brindamadeshwadi Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jam Banchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sundabhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Gosaminiti Namane. So, folks, all of you who are listening in, you might know that I have prepared for the wrong text today. I had skipped over to text number 21, thinking that Mother Antaryami Devi had covered text number 20, but I guess I was seeing on the board chapter 20 instead of text 20. So I apologize for being a little hesitant, a little sluggish in chanting this text, which is a very beautiful text, actually. This is one of my favorite meters to chant from, to chant a shloka by. Very beautiful. So once more, the translation, whenever the mind, no, I'm sorry, skipped one again, I skipped. Text number 17. The human body which can award all benefit in life is automatically obtained by the laws of nature, although it is a very rare achievement. This human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat. Having the spiritual master as the captain and the instructions of the personality of Godhead as favorable winds impelling it on its course. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize his human being to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of his own soul. So it is stated here that the human body is a rare achievement. Considering all of the 8,400,000 different species of life, both animal and plant, that are available to the living entity in this world, the human body is occupied only by 400,000 different species. Out of the 8,400,000 species of life, it is said that the human form of life appears in 400,000 different species. And we think, well, that's a lot of different kinds of human bodies. You know, I've never seen that many different types of human bodies. But that's what's stated in Scripture. And we have to understand, or we have to accept, according to Scripture, that the human form of life is available on different planets within this material universe. And in some planets, the human being appears in many different forms, like on the planet Earth. We have many different varieties of human beings. But then there are also the heavenly planets on which there are demigods living, and they're also considered to be human beings. But they are considerably different than those bodies are considerably different than the bodies of those of us who are present on this planet. They don't require the same type of atmosphere. They don't require the same types of foods. But nonetheless, they are there. And it is said then that this human body is a rare, very rare achievement. Krishna also states in the Bhagavad Gita, he tells Arjuna, that this form of mine, this two-handed form, is very dear. And he also implies then that it is rarely obtained, it is rarely visible to the eyes of human beings on this planet. But he did appear in his original form as Shyamasundar on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Just for the purpose of serving his devotees, giving pleasure to his devotees who were there, who watched him driving the chariot of Arjuna, throughout the ranks and allowing Arjuna and protecting Arjuna while Arjuna was responsible for killing millions of soldiers and kings who were there present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And we think that, this is a very unusual thing for God to do, to participate in the killing. I had a fellow telling me the other day when I was at the gym trying to keep this body alive, tell me that he didn't understand why it was that God could allow or even produce so much suffering that certain individuals had to go through. And he was giving the example of one family that he knew about who had suffered losses of family members and had gone through so many difficulties. So he had concluded that God created the world. He created the world. And then he just set the laws in motion. But then he just backed away and said, all right, now I've done it. You guys go to it. See what you can make of it. And that was his attitude of God. And I tried to slip in a little bit of knowledge about God according to the Vedas, but he was not yet prepared to accept it. I wanted to tell him, yes, but then it is stated that not a blade of grass moves in all the three worlds without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this man was not aware of the formidable power of the Supreme Lord to control every single aspect in every part of this, not only this universe, but unlimited numbers of other universes. And each universe has an unlimited number of living entities within it, according to the scriptures. And within each one of those different kinds of bodies, the Supreme Lord himself goes with the living entity, the Jiva soul, and accompanies him. The Jiva soul is said, it is said, is never alone at any moment. So in the body, even in the body of plants and animals, and we think about the living entities that are subterranean, that live in the, down inside the earth, or who live in the Marietta Trench, which is located in the Pacific Ocean, and it's so deep, it's deeper than the tallest, than I think I've heard it said that it is deeper than Mount Everest is high. And there are living entities even at the bottom, down at the bottom of the Marietta Trench. So, so many living entities, so many different kinds of bodies, and yet some of us are exceedingly fortunate to have gotten this human form of life. Now, the question is, now that we've got it, what do we make of it? What do we do with it? And we're taught from our very beginning of existence in this body, after we come out from the bodies of our mothers, we're taught by people around us that the purpose of the human life is to enjoy one's body, to enjoy the senses, and to even to enjoy the mind, which most people don't really understand how exactly it fits in with the body. They think that somehow the mind is similar to the brain, but there's some kind of difference there, and they don't quite understand that. So it takes then knowledge that comes from those who are enlightened in order to be able to understand the human body, the good fortune of having that kind of body, and to understand what the real purpose of that body is for the living entity who happens to be the primary inhabitant of that body. So even though he is the primary inhabitant, the Jiva soul is, there is one primary inhabitant of the body, still the Supreme Lord is sitting there beside that spirit soul, arranging for all of his pleasure and also making arrangements for whatever reactions he's gotten from his activities that have been harmful to other creatures. And not only that, but then there's also other kinds of organisms within the body, as we know. Some of them are beneficial to the body, and some of them can be detrimental to the body. But nonetheless, we are the ones, we who are considered the body to be our very selves, then have somehow or other come up through the different species of life, and now we have entered this, what's considered to be a very valuable, very rare achievement, that is getting this human form of life. So what do we need then in order to be able to deal with this human body properly so that we don't cause it distress and don't use it to cause the bodies of others distress? We have to, he said, the human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat, having the spiritual master as the captain and the instructions of the personality of Godhead as favorable winds impelling it on its course. So the question is then, what happens to a person who doesn't have a spiritual master as the captain of his body? And what does that mean, to be the captain of the body? What does the captain of a ship do? He commands all of the other shipmates on how to keep the boat functioning properly, moving on the correct course, avoiding obstacles, making its way through perilous natural disasters like, you know, cyclones and earthquakes and such that affect the waves of the ocean and therefore affect whatever boats happen to be traveling across it. And so this is a good analogy, comparing the human body to a boat that's on the ocean. And the ocean then is considered to be like the material world. And there are great, great dangers that one faces whenever one goes out in a boat, whether it's just a small rowboat or a kayak, or whether it's a giant oil tanker that can hold millions of gallons of oil and carry it from one place to another, or whether it's a boat that has all kinds of armaments on it, in other words, a weapon of war, or whether it's a submarine that can launch nuclear missiles to destroy entire cities with one blast. So the human form then is used by different persons for different kinds of reasons, depending on the desires of those persons. And if those persons don't have a proper captain, then they're just like a boat that is out on the ocean, just being tossed here and there by the waves. And there's really nothing to keep it on course, and there's no destination that's really known. And so it just seems to be an impossible situation. It's a very dangerous situation to be in a boat out on the water, out on the ocean. You know, the ocean is so vast that even a relatively small ocean like the Gulf of Mexico can be a great danger to a person who doesn't know how to control the boat, but just is on the boat for a pleasure ride. But if he had a captain, if he had someone who was able to, you know, provide guidance and keep the boat operating properly and knew how to take an oncoming wave, you know, straight on instead of sideways, If a person has such a captain, then there's a possibility that even though he's in a dangerous situation out on the ocean, he will be able to maneuver through it and get to a destination and enjoy the good weather that comes. But for a person who doesn't have a good captain, then this life can cause all kinds of difficulties. And one can get to the point actually of becoming so despondent and despairing that he's ready to give up his human form of life. And the person may even take his life, not knowing what the next destination is going to be, not knowing that he cannot really annihilate himself because he's the spirit soul. And the spirit soul, as it is stated in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that many births have both you and I known, and I can remember all of them, but you cannot. So the spirit soul is like the illusioned Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. At least, on the surface, it appears that Arjuna is in illusion, that he has been deluded by the material energy of the Lord. And he's thinking of himself as that body. He's thinking of himself as a warrior. And he's looking out across the battlefield at all of these other human bodies that are out there that are ready to wage war against him and his brothers for dominance in the material world, for rulership of the entire planet. So there are many difficulties, but Krishna acts as Arjuna's captain. He gives him instructions directly, what he is supposed to be doing and how he's supposed to be doing it and how he is supposed to consider all of those persons who are acting as his enemies. So we have to have also a spiritual master. As a matter of fact, Krishna states later,
Tadvidi pranipatena padiprashnena sevaya upadekshantite gyanam gyaninas tatvadarshina. Just seek out a spiritual master, he's telling Arjuna. Render service unto him. Render humble, menial service unto him. Because, why should you do that? Because this person can enlighten you because he has seen the truth. So those of us who have been so fortunate to take a human birth in this lifetime and so fortunate as to have come into contact with the devotees of the Supreme Lord and who are so fortunate as to have been led to the lotus feet of a person who is a bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord, the spiritual master, then we should follow Krishna's instructions, and that is, inquire from him submissively, render some devotional service to the spiritual master. And the reason for that is this spiritual master then can guide us. He can act as the captain of the human body in this lifetime. And without that, we're just like that person who goes out on the water of the ocean in a boat and is expecting to be able to get across the ocean to some destination where he can enjoy life. And yet he has no one who is sufficient to act as his spiritual master. So we are very fortunate, those of us who have come into contact with Srila Prabhupada, or with the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, or with the disciples of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Because all of these personalities, both Prabhupada and his disciples and his grand disciples, have the ability to give some guidance to the spirit souls who wander across our paths and are just bewildered by this material energy. And it has been said then, is said in this text, that one who does not utilize his human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of his own soul. And Srila Prabhupada has also taught us that if we don't attempt to give Krishna to those other living entities that we come into contact with, either by speaking with them, by offering them a piece of literature, by offering them some prasadam, by offering them our friendship for the rest of this life. If we don't do that for another person, then who has a human body, then we also are to be considered the killers of the soul. So we have a tremendous responsibility to utilize our good fortune, this very valuable asset that we have known as the human body. We're very fortunate to get it, and then we're even more fortunate then to get someone who can give us instructions. Just like if you buy a very expensive piece of equipment and you don't read the instructions first, then there's a really good chance that you can cause damage to that piece of equipment. And even though you're trying to use it for your own personal enjoyment, like a new automobile, for example, if you don't read the instructions, then there's every possibility that you're going to damage some part of it or even make the entire thing unusable. But if you have the instructions, or if you have somebody sitting in the passenger seat with you while you're driving, and that person is telling you how to operate the vehicle and telling you how to get from one place to another, then you're almost guaranteed that you will be successful in getting to the destination that you want. And so that's where we are today in these human forms that we inhabit. We're very, very fortunate, and we also have the responsibility then to give the information that we have received about this use of this human body to other persons who are struggling, like anything, just like we used to do, struggle so hard to get some enjoyment in this material world and then feel so despondent and defeated and despairing whenever things don't go according to our plans. Because we have no idea what this human body was intended to be used for until we come into contact with devotees of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here and ask if there are some comments or some questions.
We have a microphone somewhere around here. Madhuha Prabhu, would you like to come in? I tell you what, before you begin, let me take this microphone and bring it to you. Because, well, you're going to have to bring the whole stand. We have people out there listening who will be very interested to hear. This is Madhuha Prabhu, senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada here visiting with us. And so he has something to offer us.
Hare Krishna. I just want to thank you for making a nice presentation. And the point here about we have to accept a captain, a spiritual master who can guide us. It's most important. So when the symptom of if we've accepted that spiritual master is if we're following his instructions. So thank you, Puru.
Thank you very much, Madhuha Prabhu. All right, anything else from anyone? It's kind of a nasty day outside, so we don't have so many people here in the temple compound. But we're quite sure that there are those of you who are listening in either by telephone or by internet or by radio. If you're close around here, you can even pick us up on the radio. And for those of you who are maybe have not been able to maybe to listen to a class in the morning because you're getting ready for work or you're on your way to work, we invite you to go to one of our websites where you can find an archived version of the classes that are given here in the Dom. I tried this morning and I found out that for some reason I could not make that connection. I wanted to hear something of the class that was given yesterday because I was doing some service around the temple here and I was not able to hear Mother Antaryami Devi's class yesterday. But if you go to radhakalachandri.com/audio, that's one place that you can get the archived version of the class. And another one that has been set up by Premasindhu Prabhu, a devotee here in the community, is radhakalachandri.net. And you can also go to the archived version of the classes. And I do this quite a lot if I'm not able to get here to the temple, or if for some reason I want to hear a class again that has been given by someone. We have so many good persons who are mature, who give a very excellent Srimad Bhagavatam discourse. And sometimes I want to hear it for the second time or the third time. Because there are points that person makes then that are very, very interesting to hear. So for those of you who are not able to hear all of class during the morning, we invite you to look into the archived versions of the classes. And you can even go back in time and see some of the notable speakers that we have who come and visit with us and share their realizations. So it's a very nice thing, a very nice facility to have. So at this point, we will end, and we thank you all, those of you who have joined us online or by other electronic means, and we offer our obeisance to you because you're just like desire trees. You fulfill the desires of everyone, and you're full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vanchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha anantakuri vaishnavrinni ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shishi Radha Kalachandri Dama ki jai. Gaura Premananda.